Discover Its Beauty Series, Booklet 1, Just the Tip of the Iceberg. Author, Dr. Naji Ibrahim, read by Sandra Leray. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just the Tip of the Iceberg. It inspires us to have good intentions, positive attitudes, and kind feelings towards others. It teaches us to forgive others and to love for others what we love for ourselves. It urges us to smile sincerely and to be cheerful and optimistic. It guides us to act and treat others politely and respectfully. It commands us to have good manners and nice behavior with people. It teaches us to be gentle with animals, birds, and environment. It instructs us to respect and care for our parents and the elderly, and to be good to our spouses, children, and other family members. Are you curious about it? Let me share more with you. It also encourages us to help, feed, and support those who are weak, poor, needy, and disabled. It guides us to be generous, charitable, helpful, and cooperative. It urges us to be positive by engaging in volunteer work and community service. It tells us that the best humans are those who are most beneficial to others. It affirms that the most honorable and noble people are those who have the most piety and righteousness, whose hearts are pure and cleansed of envy, hatred, and arrogance. It urges us to think, ponder, and reason, and to base our beliefs and judgments on proof. Before I reveal the secret, let me point out that it additionally teaches us that all humans are equal, regardless of their race, color, or nationality. It prohibits all forms of apartheid, class-based discrimination, and racism. It commands us to maintain security, spread peace, and live in peace and harmony on earth. It instructs us not to transgress against others or to steal their money or property. It prohibits the killing of innocents, as well as treason, deception, and breaking agreements. It instructs us to avoid hatred and hostility towards others. It instructs us not to hurt, backbite, ridicule, or despise others. It commands us not to cheat, tell lies, or think badly of others. It guides us to truthfulness, justice, trustworthiness, generosity, and humility. It instructs us to maintain a good relationship with our Creator, self, and others. Indeed, it leads to the ultimate truth and success, true peace of mind, real happiness, salvation, and eternal life. Now, let me tell you what it is. It is Islam. If the minds are captives of prejudice or narrow-mindedness, they will never recognize the beauty or truth of Islam. Perhaps some readers already hold preconceived negative notions about Islam. Perhaps they have seen it only as portrayed by the media, focusing on terrorists. Those few who would be terrorists regardless of their religion. Perhaps they have read or heard about Islam from unauthentic or biased sources. Anyhow, if you are keen to discover more reliable information about Islam, I invite you to listen objectively and with an open mind. This excerpt and the other parts of the series, which demonstrate the beauty and simplicity of Islam and shares information about the creation of the universe, our creation, our spirituality, the pure concept of God, the concept of worship, the purpose of life, the way to gain true happiness and ultimate pleasure, and our final destination in the next life. Islam answers critical questions such as, what is the ultimate truth? Who created us? Is there a God? Who is our true God? Who is God's final prophet? Whom should we worship? Who are we? Why are we here? What happens after we die? What will the next life be like? What is our final destination, paradise or hellfire? How can we attain true peace of mind, success, and real happiness? How can we gain eternal life? Discover the truth about Islam. The more you read and learn about Islam from authentic and reliable sources, the more you will discover that it is the true religion of Adam and Eve and their descendants until the end of this world. The religion of Islam is simple, logical, clear, practical, and comprehensive. The beauty of Islam is infinite, since it comes from the Infinite One, the Creator. The one true God, Allah, states in the beautiful and unaltered glorious Quran, in the name of God, the most gracious, most merciful, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have approved for you Islam as your religion, the Quran, Surah 5, verse 3. The same one true God, Allah, tells us that Muhammad, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, is his last and final prophet, sent to all humankind, Jews, Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, agnostics, and others. Allah offers his guidance and light to all people. He reveals the secrets and keys through which we can achieve tranquility and contentment, as well as spiritual and global peace. Islam teaches us to be just, wise, sincere, honest, objective, and open-minded in our search for the truth. Basic Islamic names and terms. Allah. In Arabic, Allah is the proper name of the one true God, the Creator. Islam teaches that Allah is the true God of all humankind. Jewish and Christian Arabs use this name Allah to refer to God, and it is the word used for God in the Arabic language Bibles. Muhammad, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, the last prophet of the one true God Allah sent to all humankind. The glorious Quran, the final word of the one true God Allah as revealed to Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's blessings and peace be upon him. Islam, submission to the will of the one true God, Allah, the Creator. Muslim, one who submits to the will of the one true God, Allah, the Creator. Are you still curious? If you are curious and interested in discovering more information and details about Islam, please visit our website, www.discoveritsbeauty.com. Feel free to email your questions or feedback to info@discoveritsbeauty.com. The series of Discovering Its Beauty consists of 7 booklets. Number 1, Just the Tip of the Iceberg. 2, The Religion of Adam and Eve. 3, The ABCs of Islam. 4, Answering Humanity's Critical Questions. 5, His Beautiful Names. 6, The Last Revelation. And 7, The Final Messenger. The Testimony of Faith, the Gateway to Islam. I testify that there is no God but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. In Arabic, it sounds like, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is the testimony of faith that one needs to pronounce in order to embrace Islam. It sums up the truth, beauty, and simplicity of Islam. Thank you for spending your time with us here today.